This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn, who represents the Volunteer State's 7th Congressional District. It's also important to note that on the biggest primary day of the 2010 election cycle, many pundits are calling it Ladies' Night because of the great success of women in critical contests around the country and in both parties. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, it happened in both parties. We saw conservative women take first place in the South Carolina governor's race, although there will be a runoff there. The Tea Party candidate in Nevada that won the nomination is a female. The two top figures on the California Republican ballot will be women, and Blanche Lincoln, although in a different party, able to survive a significant primary challenge in Arkansas. Is this about women taking on a greater role in the political sphere? Is it about women candidates happening to embody the ideas that people are embracing the most? How do you read what happened on Tuesday?
Well, Greg, I think it's a couple of things. Number one, women have been toiling in the trenches, if you will, because they have served on volunteer committees. They have served in party infrastructure. Some of them are new to the game, but they have developed leadership skills in other arenas, and now they're going to transfer those to the public sector. And what we are seeing is women who are saying, you know what, I think that there is a better way to go about this. Government should be accountable. Government needs to be smaller. It needs to be more efficient. I am good at managing and working and doing, and I am going to step up and I'm going to help these women who are running for office. And it is something that is happening for the first time, really, on a larger scale in the conservative community.
Is this something the party was a little bit behind schedule in doing, or was it just a time that these were the best candidates to put on the ballot?
I think that these are women who have earned the right in their own right to step forward and lead. You had, in the case of California, you had two women that had done well professionally and know how to create jobs, and the top issues are jobs in the economy. In Nevada, you have Sharon Angle, who has proved herself as a very capable and qualified legislator. She is someone I've seen at Foundation of Women Legislator events for years. And now they have stepped forward and said, look, I can do more with less. And certainly in the case of Sharon Angle and her race, she spent a couple hundred thousand dollars and beat other people who were the favored candidates because she was more in tune with the voters. And that's what voters are looking for. And they want to know that somebody understands them and is like them and knows what it's like to run a household, to handle the family's health care, rear the family's children, deal with education, hold a job, be a wife, a mother, a business person, and pull it all together, and at the end of the day, go home, cook dinner, do the homework, get everybody ready to head back to school the next day. And they know that these women have lived that life that they've lived.
We're talking with Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn. And Congressman, in terms of how these candidates will fare now in the general election, some pundits have said that the more conservative candidates are going to have trouble. Potentially a Sharon Angle victory last night gives Harry Reid his best chance of hanging on to a seat that's extremely vulnerable for him right now. And they've said the same thing potentially about Carly Fiorina out in California. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that the Democrats and the pundits are misreading this. And here's a great example for you. Our House Republican Conference, and people can go to my website, blackburn.house.gov, and hit on the U-Cut icon. Now, this is a project that we are working on through our WHIP operation. And every week, we are taking a new cut to the floor, and we are bringing it about because people are sending in suggestions on this website, U-Cut. And they can get to it, like I said, by going to my website and hitting the U-Cut icon. It is a project that's a Republican WHIP. You can get to it, republicanwhip.gov /U-Cut, and vote for ways to cut federal spending. People know, women know, that the federal government is overspent, and individuals know that they are overtaxed, and women have just had it. And so, you know, they are putting the focus on this. And with our UCUT project over the past 6 weeks, we've had over 700,000 people go to that website. Another thing, women want to be heard and listened to. And one of the things they appreciate about female candidates is that they look at a female candidate and they say, look, I know you may not always agree with me, but I am going to know where you stand because you talk about where you stand on the issues. They know that women candidates, if they make a misvote or they mess up primarily, they're going to tell them. They can relate to how women are, how they handle responsibility. And so because of that, you're going to see more women who are going to transfer those skills they've learned, the leadership skills they've learned from other arenas of life, and bring those to bear on the public sector. There's one other point that I think the American public is looking for. It is looking for performance-based leadership. And they know that leadership is an action word. It requires that you do something. And there's a little axiom when I'm speaking to women's groups on leadership. I'll say, leadership is not as it appears, but as it performs. And you know, Greg, that is so true right now because people want action. They know that this government is spinning out of control. We just have found out that the federal debt is going to hit $19 trillion with a T by the time we get to 2015. The first estimates CBO gave us was we would hit that number in 2020. Now, it just shows you how fast and how out of control the spending is here in Washington. And I think bill-paying moms are sitting down at the table and they're going, you know what, I have had enough. This has got to stop. And they are going to our America Speaking Out website, americaspeakingout.com, and we are hearing from them. And I just love the fact that women are taking the reins and are stepping up to lead.
Just about a minute left in our time with Congressman Marsha Blackburn. And what's your sense, Congressman, of how Republicans are evaluating some of their own members? We saw last night in South Carolina that Congressman Inglis will be in a runoff, but he was, by a significant margin, the second-highest vote-getter in his district. I'm sure you don't want to comment too much specifically on that race since it's still in play, but what are you seeing among the Republican rank and file about their level of satisfaction with their current representation in Congress?
Well, there again, you have people who are saying, look, it is not about Washington, and it is not about you, the office holder. It is about us, the individuals, the taxpayers. We are so overtaxed, we have had it. We are so overregulated as small business people, we have had it. We are not going to stand for the implementation of this health care bill. And you know, the bipartisan opposition is there on that. You see it from the left and from the right on this health care bill and on these economic issues. And they're saying, show me somebody who is going to step forward, who is going to fight for me, and who is going to lead. And they are I think you're going to see lots of changes on both sides of the aisle because people want action and they want people that are going to fight for individuals and that are going to work to stand this economy back up like it needs to be stood up.
Well, it's certainly been the most interesting primary season in a very long time. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today. We look forward to chatting with you again.
Good talking to you.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn represents the Volunteer State 7th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.